This Husey, Ed and Darren podcast was made just for you. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight, who have everything you need for Christmas.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Husey, Ed and Aaron, Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Tell you what, I'm ready for a big morning of
great
music to start with. Mm-hmm. Every song is one that Erin loves.
Mm-hmm.
She's
mm-hmm.
personally picked the playlist.
Every single one, yep.
Well, I can tell you that one of the first, which you'll know, Husey, well, the first song we're playing, one of the members went on to be the vocal coach on The Masked Singer, which is I know what you're alluding to.
Gary, is it?
Gary.
Gary Pinto.
Gary Pinto. I'm excited.
Oh, my God. Every song is actually amazing. Like, I'm actually just reading the songs I chose now, and wow.
Imagine it listening to a radio show where you get the best music, you get the best
talent.
Personalities.
Oh,
yeah.
The best content, the best jokes.
And also, if you get on air, you get $100 straight into your skyrocket.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Erin Molan gets out and about. There's no doubt that she's a woman of the people, someone who circulates in the community, and she does it in a COVID-safe way.
Absolutely, every time. So yesterday after preschool, I took Eliza to the Pavilion, which I go to. It's in Coogee. I go once a week because they've got a great kids area at the back. So I get a Diet Coke normally and sit at the back, and she has a play. And often there's other kids, so, you know, they can play with her, and I sit and interact.
I've been there with you. It's a real social event where she can wander off and just live her life while you live yours.
Absolutely. So I go to the bar with her to order a chicken salad, actually, her fish and chips.
Good.
Yum. Thank you, Ed. A Diet Coke. And the girl starts giggling and goes, "Not 15 Chardonnays?" And I was like, "Pardon?" And then I realized that this from the day before yesterday had come back to haunt me.
Oh, I'm probably a little bit helicopter maybe with Eliza. Yeah, maybe. But very relaxed, like in terms of I don't have strict bedtimes or routine or any of that.
I've been with you at the Pavilion.
Okay, well, maybe not helicopter,
15
but
15 Chardonnays in and where's Eliza? I don't know. Saw her about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, hilarious. She actually said, "You don't want 15 Chardonnays," and then giggled. And she was quite young as well, so very impressive recall. The issue is that after about an hour of sitting there, Eliza made friends with this beautiful little girl, Ava, and there were two women with Ava, one the mother, one the friend. Anyway, they came over and said, "Oh, have a glass of champagne with us." I'm like, "Oh, no, I couldn't." And then I could. And anyway, I had potentially three or four glasses of champagne.
And Eliza's on a sleepover tonight, is she?
I don't know. I haven't seen her since last night.
Are you saying, have you seen Eliza?
So 13, 10, 60, if you've seen Eliza.
Well,
that's fair enough.
It's good.
Richard, it was so fun, though.
Mm. Exactly. You've earned it. Richard from Kellyville, you're on your way home as well. You've been out partying all night?
Just finished work.
Yeah, what a shift.
He's a hero.
Now, we were actually, and Richard, we might not know, yesterday we were talking hourly rates, and I realised that I was giving everyone an hourly rate more than what they're actually getting, and that I've lost touch with the common person. So, what do you do, Richard?
Printer.
A printer.
So, in big industrial stuff, Richard? Like, so the big banners and, I thought so. Okay.
Yeah, well, magazines and stuff like that.
Oh, magazines. Well, I remember those.
And you know what? It sounds to me like he's a skilled migrant. Are you a skilled migrant?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Where's Richard from?
Well, migrant. Anyway, I don't know about bloody skills.
Well,
I'm so bad at accents. Is it Mancunian? Where are we? Where are we?
Well, let's guess. I think he's from, what did you say? Mancunian?
Yeah, it's Gary Barlow's from there, Ed. I know this through my research for another matter.
Well done.
The Mancunian candidate.
Hey, it's a bet.
That was Manchurian.
No, it's a place. I reckon you're definitely from the land of the Queen.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, we've already nailed that town.
He's from Liverpool. Oh, Jack reckons he knows.
Yeah. Go, Jack. Where?
Of course I do. I know exactly where Richard's from.
Where's he from?
Richard?
Go on, Richard.
Or are you going?
No, Jack's got to tell us.
I'm going to say like Yorkshire, Lancashire, somewhere.
Oh,
like
Yorkshire.
That.
That's good.
Yorkshire,
yeah. That's good. He's done well there.
Absolutely.
Are you clapping yourself, Jack?
Yeah, of course.
No, she deserved it. Well, you got $100 Christmas cash, Richard. Congratulations.
Great, thanks for that. We'll go
you know what? Thank you.
Yeah, you sound like Sam Burgess, actually. It's exactly the same. Is that the same accent?
Yeah, it is similar.
He's literally probably about half an hour away from
God.
It's pretty hot. I like it. Now, All right, so can we get your hourly rate? I'm going to say you're $50 an hour.
It's overnight.
It's so lower than that.
Penalties, like 40?
Yeah, it's going to be around about that.
Yeah.
40.
Almost yeah. 38.
Good on. You went 38?
Yeah, I would have said 38, but I didn't get a chance. Yeah. But I'm still happy for Richard because he's got $100 Christmas cash.
That's more than 2 hours of, you know, printing, which is, and it's tax-free as well as what we do here, isn't it?
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Hey, do we give away prizes which are great?
Yes.
Have we got evidence of the biggest prize given away in radio history?
We do.
Are we about to speak to the person who won that prize?
Let's speak.
No, earned it.
Thank you. I don't want to hear the W word. Let's speak to, from Kishula, she won, she earned $1 million with Alpha Bucks. Oh. Stacey from Kishula, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh. Now, Stacey, I will never get over how cool, calm and collected you were.
Can we play it?
Please.
We're going to play the game. Stacey, you play along with me because I've memorized it, okay? All right. And let's go.
Name a country.
Afghanistan.
A type of fish.
Angelfish.
A movie.
Armageddon.
A car part.
Pass.
Pass.
A Justin Bieber song.
Pass.
Pass.
A verb.
Attack.
Attack.
A Simpsons character.
H. Simpson.
A language.
Afrikaans.
A professional tennis player.
Andy Roddick.
A male Oscar-winning actor.
Al Pacino.
A car part.
Airbags.
A Justin Bieber song.
All I Want Is You.
All I Want Is You.
Oh, God.
Stacey.
I'm going to say Airbag is my favourite.
Is it really? No, I'll never get over Afrikaans as long as I live.
Or Al Pacino.
I heard it live, Stacey, and I was in my car and I was at Afrikaans and I was just pumped.
But Al Pacino was good as well. Yeah.
Afrikaans is my favourite.
Yes, there we go.
We all have our favourites.
All right, let's not argue.
I'm in my car, and when my dashboard says you need to check your airbag, I think of Stacey.
That's fair enough. Now, did you mean, Stacey, with I know you've been over this a million times, but did you know Scent of a Woman for Al Pacino, or did you just think he won one?
No, I knew Al Pacino had won for Scent of a Woman, but in my book I had Anthony Hopkins.
Yes, your book. Has the moment happened, Stacey? When you open your internet banking or you open your passbook, what does it say?
Internet banking, passbooks kind of went out in the 80s.
Yeah,
but yes, checkbook. It has happened.
So see it.
Yes, it doesn't. You look at it and you're sort of like, oh yeah, $1,000, and then you sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh,
can you screenshot and send it to us, Stacey? Like cover your deets and stuff. But can you?
We won't put it out there. We won't put it out.
Stacey, I ask this? Is it in an account where there already was money there, or is it a new account?
No, I went and opened up a special new account for it. I went to the bank and the woman didn't even believe me at first when I said, I'm going to get a significant amount of money deposited. She's like, are you sure this isn't a scam?
Oh.
And I played her the clip on Instagram.
You did?
She's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
You played her the Instagram.
And this radio station's got a new follower, I'm sure. So now, what's your interest rate, do you know?
I think it's 0.something.
I hate it.
It's 0.15%.
So you've gone backwards today with fees. I don't like it.
I feel that $1 million is probably better off sitting in a crypto account.
No, no.
Come on. No, you put $1 million on Bitcoin, it's had a dip, and then it goes up, and you double that tomorrow.
Stacey.
I don't trust crypto. I'm old school.
Yeah, girl.
I like the good old happy dragon. Yeah, I'm
the happy dragon. No, that dragon is not happy. Oh, good on you. Well,
have you been property searching yet or not?
I actually get texts from my husband with properties that he's looking at, and my son actually, while he's at school, don't tell anyone, he looks up properties while he's at school for me to move
fantastic.
Into.
You know, I've been doing that, Stacey. Every now and again, I'll just go on Domain and go Kishula $1 million and just have a flick around. I saw you're a legend.
Are you still thinking about leaving the state or not?
What?
Oh, my son, he sends me the most random places. Like, he'll send me, you know, houses in Tin Can Bay and the top of WA. And I'm like, buddy, where is this place? I don't know, Mum. It just looks so good.
Oh, like, I love that.
Dreams. Well done again.
We're so happy for you, Stacey, because you earned that money from Kashula, our $1 million Alpha Bucks winner. It's always a pleasure. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, guys.
See you, darling.
Guzzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
So, Meghan Markle, she still wants her privacy. Is that right or not?
She's desperate for her privacy. And let's not – we had her brother on yesterday, Aaron, Thomas Markle.
What a man.
I loved it when you said – who was it one of you two when he said, who would turn down the opportunity to be in Big Brother VIP in Australia? Who would turn that down?
Yeah, well, because the fact is he was saying that she'd made him a public person. He wasn't happy about it. So
yeah.
And we asked, why did you do Big Brother?
Who would turn that down? No, nobody.
VIP. I didn't have the heart to tell him that I was one of them. Tell you what, Oprah. Let's not forget Oprah and Harry and Meghan at their new Netflix paid for $20 million mansion where they've got a chicken coop. The classic moment, of course. What's it? I mean, this is what Meghan's like, guys. This is what she's like.
Hey, girls. We put on our wellies to feed the hens Meghan and Harry recently rescued from a factory farm.
Hi. I love your little designer house here. Archie's chicken. Oh, how cute is that?
She's always wanted chickens.
But, you know, I just love rescuing.
Yep.
All her dreams are coming true.
Well, she's come to the rescue of someone who needed the help, Aaron Mullen.
Yes, good point. Mm.
Because someone whose public image has taken a battering is my friend, Ellen DeGeneres. Mm. And so, boom, she just walked out the other day. Boom, she just walked out. Look, Meghan Markle, special guest. Oprah would be seething, Husey. Seething. Mm.
Oprah's already done it. She'd be like, you're stirring
sloppy
my porridge.
Sloppy seconds,
Exactly, It's cold. You reheated it back in the microwave and off you go again.
And then a little bit fell out and solidified on the glass tray.
Yeah, that's right, you know. It's like she's eating the wrung-out lemon.
And the middle's still cold and the outside's dry.
Yeah, there's a lot of food analogies that we can butcher. So what happened?
She's just so relatable, right? So she comes out and she's doing some gear about when she used to be a, quote, struggling actress, right? So she's like, when she was in LA and she was broke and things weren't always, she wasn't always $20 million of Netflix bought houses for Meghan. Have a listen to this.
The key stopped working on the driver's side, so you couldn't get yourself in through the door. So after auditions, I would park at the back of the parking lot and I would open the trunk and climb in.
She'd climb into her car from the trunk, man.
Oh, cute.
Well, we've all been there.
Mate, I lived in my car, remember? Like,
well,
some of us have done it harder.
You know, she climbed the ladder, didn't she, really?
Really did.
What she was doing.
So then it's all about Harry, and it's like, guys, they weren't always just, you know, mansions galore and open shirts lecturing us and from private jets. When they first got together and he came to Toronto to see her, they had a crazy night on Halloween. This is before it all blew up.
He came to see me in Toronto. Four of us snuck out in Halloween costumes to just have one fun night on the town before it was out in the world that we were a couple. So we had all of this very bizarre costuming on, and we were able to just sort of have one final fun night out.
All right. So did he also have the Nazi outfit on that
night? I believe he did, and it was a lot of fun.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Madeline West is an incredible actor, but she's also the mother of six children, and how the hell does she juggle both? She juggles the children by using techniques, which she explains on her podcast, Mean Ages. Let's have a taste of it.
Mom, get out of my room.
I'm not going to school.
Take a chill pill.
I don't want to talk. Just leave me alone.
Shut up!
If you hear this every day, you've probably got Mean Ages.
Ooh. Welcome to the show, Madeline.
You just... Yeah, Husey, you're a dad of three, and you just sounded exhausted just hearing that. Can I suggest that that's the kind of sound effects that are going on in your house every day?
Yeah, especially from the my oldest, who is 12, and his mother, my wife, the other night at the kitchen table, had to said to him, you cannot speak to your father like that.
Yeah.
And what did he do? Did he give you one of those massive eye rolls? Like yes. One of those intense eye rolls, so intense that the eyes almost go into the back of the head? One of those?
Yeah. And the issue with him is, the issue for him around his eating is that he just gets food all over himself and all the surroundings. And apparently I go from 0 to 100 in my annoyance at him, and I should be, you know, quietly annoyed at him.
Actually, to be honest, that's how you act here in the studio with young producers and stuff. You're very 0 to 100 with very little warning.
Well, you know what? If you tune into the podcast, there's a whole episode based on a parent's capacity to deal with that kind of stuff. That at that moment, if you're doing it at the dinner table, you're already tired. You've had a big day. Uh-huh. You know he's about to do it, so you're like a powder keg. Someone's going to lift you. Whereas if you're the first thing in the morning, like, you know, go in and see your son when he's still in bed, looks like a little angel, and you're like, oh, my God, I love him so much. Have a chat with him then about his food issues. That's the time to do it.
That's when
incredible stuff, Madeline.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we leave the house about 4 a.m, so maybe I'll just whisper in his ear at 4 a.m.
No, just wake him up, really annoy him, and he'll remember. And he'll be like, Dad's going to wake me up at 4 a.m. I'll never do it again. But please don't think I have any idea what I'm doing in the teen sphere. Yes, I'm a mum of six, and I've always thought I've kind of got a handle on the pitter, clatter and splatter of childhood. But that's kids. And teens are totally different. It's like watching a train wreck about to happen. It's like watching Married at First Sight, to be honest.
Oh, no. Come on, Madeline. Come on, Madeline.
You're holding on to your seat going, no. But invariably it happens.
Jeez,
and do you persevere or do you change the channel? That's the question. Parenting a teen is exactly the same.
You don't have a choice, though, do you? Look, I've got a 3.5-year-old, Madeline. Even last night, we were just at a kind of pub in Sydney, and she was playing in this room with two other kids who are about 4. And I went in just to check they're all right. Go away, Mum. Go away. Go. I'm like, you're three and a half.
The new 13.
What the hell? Like, is that an insight into what she's going to be like as a teenager? Or is she getting it all out of the way now and then she'll be an angel?
Oh, no.
Oh,
she's
God.
Getting ready. She's like rubbing her hands together metaphorically, just going like, I've got this. Mum is done. She is toasted. But I've got to say, it's really hard. I don't want to throw all this hate on our teens, because it's really hard to be a teen at the moment. In the aftermath of the pandemic, you know, not only are they grappling with the chemical business that's going on in their bodies, but there's the world at large is so uncertain, and our teens need safety and security. That's why they're such little shits at home, because that's where they feel safe, and they've got to get it out of their systems anyway. Mm-hmm. And in this era of the pandemic, there is literally no help. Waiting lists for mental health issues is about 6 months for teenagers. So but put my head together with Michelle Laurie from Smart Fella, bless her, and a local teen psychologist who specialises in teen mental health issues, Angela Murray. And we thought, why don't we create a forum where parents can ask all those questions that they would never dare ask their friends or probably even a doctor, because it's a little bit embarrassing and they think it reflects poorly on their parenting, and create an outlet for them to go, oh, yeah, and have those little aha moments in the safety of their own home. And it's not just for the parents, it's for teens or anyone out there who's dealing with young people, because it's so bloody hard to ask for help at the moment, and it's not easy to get it. So we thought, look, let's get together and have a couple of laughs, because let's be honest, half the stuff our teens do is bloody hilarious.
Absolutely.
And try to take away the stigma of things like kids watching porn, or how to deal with exams.
Oh,
or
no, don't bring that up. That's
get up with the Today FM morning crew.
No. Guzzi, you're back at 12. Hey, Guzzi, he's already through it.
No,
he's not. No.
Wow. This is what every parent says, that should they go to change the beds and the sheets stuck together.
Oh, no.
That really escalated.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It sounds amazing. And you're right, I think back, you could not pay me enough to go back to being a teenager. It was bloody awful. It's vile. It's vulgar. It's awful, especially as a girl. It's just crap.
It's horrible. It's and awful. Even when you're being mean, as a teenager, all you're doing is expressing what you're feeling.
Help me.
You don't actually hate mum and dad. And it's a little reassurance for the parents out there. They don't hate you. They're hating how they feel.
Yeah, right.
And so having, knowing you've got the capacity to deal with what they're feeling at that moment, and if you don't, walk away, have a cup of tea, come back when your cup is not overflowing, and reflect back at them what they're telling you. If they're angry and they're raging against the world, say, okay, look, I get it. There's something obviously upsetting you right now. Rather than taking it personally and going, well, you're a little shit, you don't respect me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just be present for them. And it's really hard to figure out how to do that because, let's be honest, we're all dealing with our own stuff anyway.
Wise words, Madeline West. Get around her podcast, absolutely. Mean Ages, yeah? Is that the, what's the podcast? That's the title?
That's it, Mean Ages. It's a new collective noun for general. They're just mean.
Sounds amazing.
Thank you, Madeline West.
Beautifully. Thank you.
We need to speak to people with problems, though, with children with problems. Is that what we're going to do? I think we need to, don't we?
Yeah. 131060. What is the battle that's going on at your house? What is the thing, particularly with your teenagers? Like, oh, this again, not again. Oh, this up coming up again.
The new 104.1 Today FM.
So we just had Madeline West on, who has got a podcast called what's it called?
Mean Ages.
Mean Ages. It's basically her and her mates laughing about how mean her kids are and their kids, and some advice along the way. But we're up for that, aren't we? Who have we got?
Melanie from Croydon Park, how many teenagers?
I've got 4 meenagers and 1 almost meenager living with me at the moment.
Oh my! Is it insane? Is it like the movies? Are they?
Is there a word worse than insane?
Oh my goodness!
What are the main issues? Like what causes the most drama?
Well, at the moment, it's the Year 12 formal dress shopping, and apparently I've got no idea how to pick a formal dress, no idea what looks
Melanie,
good.
It's
just painful.
So with the teenagers, are they all girls or is there boys amongst them? Or?
2 girls and then 3 boys.
Jeez,
but the girls are blazing the trail.
Yeah.
So do you think the girls are going to be harder work than the boys?
Well, so far they have been, but they're teaching the younger ones. This is the problem with older teenagers. The younger ones learn the tricks early.
See, I'm triggered by this formal thing because trying to get my Year 12 formal dress is the worst experience of my life. And then I finally got one. I looked like a turnip. My hair was awful. And then my formal date didn't even rock up and got arrested before the formal. He was didn't want to be seen with me. Oh, it was, God.
You were into bad boys from a very young age.
He was. He was the naughtiest boy at Maris Brothers Ashgrove.
Well, good luck, Melanie.
Well, good luck, Melanie. Jeanette from Windsor, what's your meenager up to?
So I've got a 13-year-old girl who wants to be vegetarian.
This is classic. God. This is classic, yeah. Jeanette.
And so she wants special meals cooked for her, basically?
No, she just really wants to eat whatever she can. And, you know, sauce bread tends to be the thing that she's just going
to. Sauce bread?
Yeah, sauce on bread. Yeah, that's great.
That's not right. I thought you were talking about some holistically produced bread.
Sauce bread.
The problem is that I know what it's like when you're a vegetarian and you don't like vegetables. It's really limiting as to what you can eat.
Of course.
Does she judge you on what you eat, Jeanette? She goes, oh, animals suffered for that burger. Does she ever do that?
Yes. Well, I used to be vegetarian, and so I know that whole jam, and she's like, no. You don't know anything, Mum. You don't understand.
You don't know.
An animal died for that. And
Yeah, but the animal would have died anyway. You might as well not waste it, right?
Yeah. Well, that's
natural causes.
The thing is, Erin, the animal would never have been born. So, you know.
Well, that's awful. That's even crueler. Denying it a life.
Thank you, Jeanette. This is always good. Anonymous. How many teens in your life?
3 teens. Well, almost a teen, a 12.
Well, you're anonymous. That normally leads us down a path. What are they up to?
So, well, at the moment, I've just discovered my 12-year-old daughter has shoplifted. Shoplifted a ring from just a kid's jewellery shop, but I had just bought her 10 rings while we were there, but she still stole one.
Oh. She's a ring addict.
So my 13-year-old also got busted off my ex-husband. He borrowed his phone and had found a porn site on his phone.
Classic.
Actually, I'm not sure about that. Oh, that could have been... is it sure your ex-husband isn't blaming him, basically? Did that happen at work, where your ex-husband's at work and there's porn on your phone? It was my son!
No, it was on my son's phone. My ex-husband was borrowing that and blamed his older brother.
Because his older brother blamed the other brother.
Was Yeah, very into porn, his older brother. So blame him.
But no. For God's sake, guys.
Guys, it's not real. Find real love.
Absolutely. It's not a good idea.
Not
get off
help.
It. They're always. It's. I can. Yeah, no, don't.
You can what?
No, I'm just saying. It's like, I mean.
Not going to help.
No, what I'm
now, like, there's the worldwide entertainment phenomenon Just Dance 2022 available now on Nintendo Switch. We've got the Switch and the Just Dance game. Who would you like to give it to? Melanie, Jeanette, or Anonymous?
I think Anonymous gets it, don't they?
Anonymous has got that $100 Christmas cash for Melanie and Jeanette. Well played.
The Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed, and Aaron.
Why is he angry?
Now, normally I'll scream in this sort of segment, but I'm not going to do it today.
Okay.
Because it's more, it is an anger, but it's a sadness about the unfairness of life. And the cycle of life and the temporariness of life. And so yesterday we took our beloved rescue dog Barkley to the vet. Barkley's 15 or 16 or 17, we're not sure.
Righto.
He's an old dog and we thought he's slowing down. We need to go to the vet and see what the story is.
Yeah.
And guys, it wasn't easy. Took Barkley to the vet.
No.
What happened?
I took him to the vet and the vet gave him the once over. Just, you know, just felt all his muscles and, you know, the indicators of when it's, you know, it's going to be hit for Barkley.
Oh, no, no, no.
And then the vet looked us in the eye.
Oh, no.
And said, he's in great health. He's going to be around for a long time.
Devastating. That is devastating. These teeth could bite kids for years.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Around for
did you cry?
That's awful. Are you sure?
Well, you just can't say it like that, mate. You've got to give us time.
Oh, that is
good of you.
Give us hope. Something to cling to.
There's no hope on the horizon. The vet said there's nothing wrong with him.
Oh, no.
There's nothing wrong with your dog.
Oh, it's devastating news. Oh, well.
Anyway.
So if you've got an old dog, let us know. Call 131060. We want to find Sydney's oldest dog.
Oh, no. How old can they live?
The new 104.1 Today FM.
So the confronting news, the sobering news. Our rescue dog, Barkley, is in great health and will be with us for many years to come. He's already 15 or 16. So.
Peace.
You know what he loves doing at the moment, guys, is rolling in burrs and just being covered in burrs. And then when we try to clean the burrs off him, he wants to bite us.
So. Well, at least it's an old dog with a new trick, which is they say can't be done. So that's positive. But tell you what, competition for Sydney's oldest dog, Alison.
Alison from Spring Farm. How old is your dog?
My boy's 13. I think we've lost track of his age, to be honest, but I think he's 13.
Well, he's a youngster, basically.
Not for a Staffy, though. They don't live that long, so he definitely is in his senior twilight years now.
Yeah. What if a vet came to you with the news that we think it's all over for him? How would you feel?
I'd be devastated, Husey. He's my best friend. He's got lumps and bumps all over him, smelly breath, a toe missing.
Alison. Jesus.
And he farts a lot.
Well, that's great for the neighbours. Neighbours must love him.
I don't get the appeal.
Neither do I, Aaron. I'm pretending. I'm pretending that.
You people have no soul, or honestly.
I might abstain, actually, because I'm keen. I'm keen to rock around
Carly.
With the syringe to all these joints.
Oh my God.
No, Carly. How old is yours, Carly?
She was 15 and a half. She just passed away at Christmas time. But I also have Marky, who's the rescue beagle, who's 13 and a half.
Aww.
Yep. So how long are you away from freedom, do you think?
That depends on when I can win one of those trips to go on a holiday.
Yeah, right. And then we might have to revisit the quality of life of the 13-year-old. I don't think it's worth it. Adam, is Adam the winner from Parramatta? Adam, how old is your dog?
No, it could be worse. We had a cat go to 19 years. The vet said she's got 6 months. The little angry little cow held on for 4 years. We wanted new kittens. So we're not getting kids until she goes. 4 years. She must have heard us and just held on.
Just to annoy you.
Yeah, she was grumpy.
Yeah, oh, that's the best.
Our kids would look at cute little puppies and then look at Barkley and I say, not till he's gone. And
then, no way.
When's it going to be, Dad? When's it going to be?
Everyone's death riding the poor thing.
New 104.1 Today FM.
The moon looked pretty full to me last night, but was it not completely full? Is that true?
Not completely.
Well, that is the voice of our colleague who comes in straight as after we leave, Zoe Sheridan. Apart from many other wonderful things, Zoe, you've done so much research. You are right into the astrological world.
I just find it really interesting and fun. Like, I'm no expert by any means, but I do find it quite interesting. And the moon will be full tonight, like peaking at 8 p.m. So you can watch the moon rise around 7:30. And, it's peaking in Taurus.
That is a warning for anyone who's out and about. Friday night's always the silliest night of the week, I think. But to have a peaking moon at 8 p.m.
That's why they call them lunatics.
Oh, that's wonderful, Zoe.
So tell me, though, how does the moon make any difference to how someone behaves or what people do? I just don't get it.
We are water.
What was that?
It's because we're made of water, that's true. The moon affects water.
That's true, and we're like 90% water.
Yeah, it's our internal tide.
What do you mean the moon affects water?
Well, like the moon causes the tides in the ocean and the waves. But, you know, it's interesting when it's in different star signs. So this particular one is in Taurus, and it's giving us a preview of 2022, the different themes. But also, the last time it was this Taurus-Scorpio axis was 2013, 2014.
Yeah.
So if you think back to the themes in your life then, or even 2002, similar themes might come up. And
it's that was big. Yeah, go on. 2013, 2014 was big for me. I quit all my jobs. I quit all my jobs and went traveling.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like that again?
No, because we've got a contract. We'll see it out.
Husey, I looked at your birthday in particular, and this moon is really about your health and well-being. That's going to come under the spotlight. So, you know, it's interesting you just had your skin cancer thing last week. It's a time when you – actually, what star sign are you again? I've forgotten.
Sagittarius.
Yes, Sag. Oh, yeah, happy birthday for next week, the 26th.
Yeah.
So Good reminder, Zoe.
You'll be looking at, you know, your daily routines, your exercise and diet, and whatever makes you feel good, that's what you should prioritize around now.
Oh. Yeah, I really do want to do that, and I want to do what I can to be make the second 50 years of my life.
Yeah, right.
What? You know,
oh, yeah, right.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah, yummy grandpa.
Oh, that's you are.
So gross.
You know, it's another interesting thing because just if you're listening for the collective.
Yes.
So Taurus rules the earth. It's an earth sign. Not rules it, but it's an earth sign. It's actually ruled by Venus, which is beauty. And Taurians like spending money on luxury items like investment pieces. So if you're thinking about doing
crypto?
I don't know if that's an investment. Well, if that's a luxury item,
that's
it's not at the moment. I give you the nod.
It's a gamble.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, more like a designer thing, I guess, or something really comfortable. They're creatures of comfort. Yeah. So wait for the Black Friday sales next week. go on.
I'm interested in Ed and who he shares a birthday with.
He shares a birthday with my brother Hugh Sheridan. So they are Cancers.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to ask Ed, is anything happening with your social life at the moment? Have you got a big charity occasion or social occasion coming up?
Well, my wife often says, do you have any friends? Why are you home? Does that count?
Yeah, well, this moon is all around your friendship sector. And your networking and stuff. So you
might get networking. That's the stuff. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Networking. Woohoo!
So you might get invited to something really cool.
Oh. I don't think that's quite what Zoe meant.
Or you might let go of a friend. That's could you, you know,
need to have one though first. Well, doesn't need to let go of them.
But you know what? They say that people who have got the same star signs have similar personalities. Is your brother Hugh? Do you think he's got a similar personality to Ed?
They're both funny. I don't know Ed really well. The other thing is, Husey, is it kind of depends on the time of your birth and where you were born and the year and things like that. So you do have similar things. Like cancers in general, they love their home. So it's interesting. Oh, yeah. Ed said that. They are very sensitive. That's why they have that tough.
No.
They're the crab. So they're soft inside.
So true.
But on the outside, they pretend they're really tough.
Yes.
That is interesting.
You nailed him. And that's him.
Yes.
And they love their families. Aaron's a Virgo like me. So we're perfect.
So tell me. So yeah, so is that it, basically?
And humble.
And humble.
And humble as well.
Hey, Zoe, more of you. More of you after 9 o'clock. That was fantastic. Thank you so much.
And I've got the best music coming up after 9. All right, have a great weekend. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
On fire.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Now, do you guys believe in horoscopes?
Honestly?
Yes, honestly.
I think that every horoscope, there's something written that every single person in the world could say, oh, yeah, yeah, that's me. That's how I feel about it, honestly.
I connect to the to the attributes of mine, Sagittarius.
Because everyone does to every attribute. It's like today you will breathe. Oh my God, these are so true. That's how I feel.
I got a TikTok because there's the world's in a flux at the moment. The moon's moving and everything is coming towards a beaver moon. And a lot of people are saying they don't feel right. And this is what my TikTok astrologer told me.
The sun is in Scorpio. The moon is in Aries. Mercury is in Scorpio. Venus is in Capricorn. And Mars is in Scorpio. All of these signs have a really strong connection to Mars. Sensitivity? We don't know her. We're going to be saying some wild shit. People are going to be saying wild shit to us. Try not to take it personally. We're going to be for the next few days.
what are we working on? It was a beeped, but... Mm. What? It was beeped for a reason, I imagine. But
yeah, I reckon it was probably a swear word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but was it involving a part of the body or?
Yeah, just some crazy sort of desires and stuff we're going to be saying to and at each other.
So can we, if we have to go to
court. It was a B word.
If we have to go to court, can we, can we bring him in as a witness as to we did.
Expert.
Why we did. Hmm. Melissa from Blacktown, what are you?
I'm a Sagittarius. And I was trying for a baby for a while, over a year. And I had about given up because it was just too emotional of a, journey. Yeah, so I read a horoscope one afternoon and I thought it said something about new beginnings and new life. Mm. And I was like, I took that as a sign. I'm like, I'm going to do a pregnancy test today. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to follow, what it said. I did the pregnancy test. It was positive and my son's now 2 years old.
That's a stuff.
So beautiful. It was that's just like, stuff. Yeah, crazy. I was like, very shocked and obviously happy after all that time.
That's wow. Beautiful.
You know what? Thank you, Melissa.
It's wonderful. And it had already happened, if you know what I mean. So,
crazy that, because it was on the 1st of January as well.
No, it's new life.
Oh, yeah, new life, new year. Yeah, it was amazing.
New you. What's your child's name, Melissa?
His name's Harrison.
Oh, good on you, Harrison. Just looking at daily horoscope, and today's for Sagittarius is Hustle, 4 stars, and Vibe, 4 stars.
Yeah, I've got one where I expand is what I'm – that's the mantra I'm meant to be saying today. I expand.
Like physically or –
I don't know, mate. I'm just saying that often this is really vague and you make of it what you wish, So
Emma. From Richmond, you're right into it. What are you up to tonight?
Well, I'm so excited because I get to do my full moon ritual, which I act like it's a New Year's thing and get to start fresh tomorrow.
Yes.
Does it involve taking your clothes off and dancing in the moonlight?
Look, you can do that if you want to, if you really just feel like inspired. I read this thing the other day that said that full moons mean all the crazies are out. And then I realized that I'm the one putting out crystals and stuff in the night. And maybe I'm the crazy.
You got to charge them though, don't you, Emma? You got to charge the crystals when you get the opportunity.
Yeah, you got to use it for all that it's good for. Why would you buy them if you're not going to use them?
Excuse my ignorance, but how do you charge a crystal? What do you do to charge your crystal?
Just put it in the full moon, but I'm really skeptic when it's cloudy because it's meant to rain tonight. So let's just pretend that it still works. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I'd say the moon. The moon rays.
It's fine.
Yeah, they'd get through the clouds, wouldn't they? During the day, the sun gets through the clouds, doesn't it?
Not always.
Yeah, it does.
Well, generally, as you can see during the day, can't you, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. You can still see, yeah.
Where?
Not always.
Not always. Not on a Friday, arvo, eh?
Or the apocalypse.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Tell you who had faith. Conrad. Conrad had faith in Brooke, and he had faith in the power of a television show to create everlasting happiness for two people. Mm. Was that, Conrad, was that faith shattered?
Yes, yeah, last night. It all ended. It all ended for me.
Yeah, right.
I don't like her reasoning. Conrad, I want to play.
What was her reason?
No, I want to play the bit that that sunk Conrad, and it became Conrad with a K. We know that he's got a black belt in Taekwondo. We know he's a qualified tradie, and she starts questioning you on your ambitions, and this was it. And this is what happened.
I, like, go straight back into, like, hardcore, like, intense work, and, like, I know that you're in a bit of a limbo at the moment, and I just want to know, like, where does that go long term?
Look, I don't know what I'm going to do after this.
I feel like I'm going to be super successful. There's still time for me to look for things I'm still passionate about, and I feel like you'd support me in that.
She was, Conrad, she didn't care at all about the real Conrad. She wanted what Conrad could be. Is that right?
Oh, no, look, Brooke's a beautiful person. I mean, she's she was looking for a certain person, and unfortunately, you know, there was that wasn't me. But, yeah, I mean...
She thought you didn't have enough ambition. She thought you didn't have enough ambition, mate, that you didn't dream big enough.
I probably could have said more about what I'd planned for my future at that time. So, you know what
this reminds me of, guys? I once had a girl who was interested in me, and she said, "What do you want to do with your life?" I said, "I want to play footy, drink beer, and maybe become an accountant." And she absolutely dumped me.
What? Well,
she was
right.
Her loss. So, Conrad, though, speaking of your future, maybe you should have told Brooke about the fact that you were going to go pash Abby Chatfield. Because that was in your future.
Conrad.
Yeah, that was a random acquaintance that happened. It wasn't planned.
It happened more than once. But there's multiple photos out there of you and Abby, mate. So answer those charges.
Again, the production was filmed a while ago, and
that's cool, bro.
You haven't done anything wrong.
We're not saying that it was happening while you were still in the house. You weren't whipping out on your razor scooter to hang out with Abby, saying to Osher, just keep it quiet. So,
is there potential for you and Abby? What's the sitcho?
Yeah, look, I'm really excited to see what the future holds for me and Abby. We're getting on really well. So, she's a really cool girl. Yeah.
Hang on. You and Abby are swinging hands. You're walking down the street side by side. Have you gone Insta official with Abby, or are you about to go Insta official with Abby?
Just looking.
We'll see what happens.
Wait.
We'll see what the future holds.
Is she there?
I'm very happy at the moment.
Are you exclusive with her? Like, would you consider other options, or are you and her exclusive?
Come on, Conrad.
Right now, I'm really happy hanging out with Abby.
Solid. Hang on.
What happened?
Is this made a news.com story? Why isn't this?
Beautiful story.
Well, it will be now. It will be now.
Why isn't this on the Woman's Day?
It will be now, because you just said it. Have you said that anywhere else, Conrad? Probably,
I've
actually.
I mentioned it. And there's a few people asking the question,
Other radio stations?
I haven't gone into such depth. How about that? You've got the breaking story,
The breaking story is that Conrad from The Bachelorette and Abby Chatfield are boyfriend girlfriend. That is the breaking story, Conrad?
I mean, I guess I can say we're dating.
Dating's good.
Boom.
Yeah.
This is fabulous.
See how it goes.
Have you spoken to Ed Cavalier's father-in-law about it yet? Because we know that he...
Martin, yes. I haven't yet. I'll have to get in touch with Martin down at Halls Taekwondo.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about, Conrad. So, I tell you, he loves you. I mentioned him to you, actually. I mentioned you to him,
and
he's incredible.
Me.
Yeah, he said my exact words. I said, Sensei or Martin or Sir, whatever I called him that day. I said, there's a young man, he's on the TV, his name's Conrad. He goes, oh, yeah, I heard something about this. Okay, do you remember him? He's really tall, Conrad. And he goes, oh, yeah, Conrad with a K. Good boy, good discipline. That's what he said.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so I had a great time down there. It's a great place.
But you also, you became a
good discipline.
You became a black belt. Yes. Like, what Dan are you?
I was third Dan, I think, or third Dan, but I'm not quite
that's
sure.
Proper.
Like, I was like a level above the black belt.
Yeah,
like, I was up there.
Have you used it in self defense since you got it? Have you used it?
So I guess with taekwondo, it's all about defusing the situation. And
learned. That's exactly what Mark would say. That's the stuff. So you don't have to use it. Get out of the
situation. You don't have to. Exactly right.
But you know what? The Paps need to know that you have that ability. So when you're walking down the street with Abby, if the Paps are there and they don't take photos, you use that on them, all right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Channel my inner Martin Hall.
Conrad, you're a winner. There's a lot of disappointed ladies because you're hot, you're fun, you're nice.
Including Erin. Are you disappointed, Erin, or not?
Oh, absolute. Heartbroken. I wouldn't even... I don't have words.
I don't either. I don't know what to say.
Good on you, Conrad.
See you, darling. Well done.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Tiger King. Tiger King's back. Tiger King 2. They've got a sequel. And I started last night, got two episodes in last night. And, Husey, I know you've started watching it as well.
I have, but my children wanted to watch Brooklyn 911. I was like, oh, come on, guys, just watch this with me. But there's a lot of swearing, and it's probably inappropriate for their age group. So, yeah, I'll watch it with my wife.
But where we left off, Erin, is that Joe Exotic is in prison. And this is all set around the time when they were trying to get Trump, when he was president, to pardon Joe Exotic. So most of what you hear from Joe, well, all of what you hear from the actual Joe Exotic is via video phone from prison. So, and he starts with this.
Everybody's from the zoo is up there making money. I'm paying the price for every one of them people.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not happy about that. The money's been...
I get it. It's
the
ka-ching. Really.
You know, they're all superstars, aren't they, Ed?
Yeah, they are all superstars. And we'll get to Carol Baskin in a moment because and what she's doing with this current season. But his husband, Dylan Passage, who is still out, you know, and he's not in jail, obviously.
Oh,
he's just living his life.
Next level.
No, there's a few weddings. They've had a few weddings.
Yeah.
Was it his wedding?
Where his mum was there just going, what the...
Another bloke who pretended... wasn't the other bloke who said, I never really was in...
That we spoke to. The guy who had less teeth and now has more teeth, and he says, I was never actually...
Yeah, I wasn't actually... It wasn't real. Yeah.
No, but so Joe's issue is that everybody else is making money. And then they cut straight to his husband, Dylan Passage, and a slight language warning on this, as he releases his new merchandise.
We're about to have my merch drop.
This one, we have been told, is extremely effective. And we can call it tail brightener. Some people call it anal bleach.
I really thought this was for your face.
But we've been instructed not to put it on.
Don't put it on your face.
Don't put it on your face.
What?
So did Dylan think that he was promoting a teeth whitening product?
He did.
Didn't it?
What?
Yeah, right. But it was for the other end.
Correct.
Wait, I'm so confused. Merchandise? Sorry.
Yeah.
If is it Tiger King branded?
Well, it's Dylan. It's Passage branding. It's Passage.
Get it?
Probably the right name for it, to be honest, isn't
it? Passage Income.
Get it? Get it?
What's the word you could use?
Passage Purifier? The Passage Prettier?
Pretty Passager.
Pretty Passage.
So I never thought about that sort of thing, but people do think about it.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's all about Carol Baskin, though.
She's
suing. She's suing because she said that she only signed a deal to be in one documentary, and now they've got her in a second one. So she's trying to get money out of them by saying, no, you people haven't asked me. But as we've been talking about, it's all about how famous these people are now. And this is the introduction that Carol gives herself.
The vast majority of the calls and social posts and emails that I was getting were so hateful. I couldn't leave my phone on because I couldn't sleep. It was just constantly ringing.
Carol, it's an emergency. I found an injured bobcat on the corner of... I know you murdered your husband, you...
Free Joe Exotic!
You put a hero behind bars.
Wait, are
so
they
she wakes up. They're her. So every morning she wakes up, her voicemail's full, and it's just that day in and day out.
That first guy was a ripper.
It's the injured bobcat.
Yeah. But today I found Morning Crew.
That was Husey, Ed and Erin for Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate all your Christmas traditions this year.